Welcome to the Traveling Tights.
Charge it, oh my goodness. Dalton Castle all the way to the floor.
Now, as much as I don't care for you, this person cares for you even less.
I'm fighting Dalton Castle.
Dead left. Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
This is the Traveling Tights.
Hey, baby chickens, just give you a heads up. This is an on-the-road episode of the Traveling Tights, which means each segment was either recorded while we're driving in the car, sitting backstage at the show, or lying on the parking lot ground at a rest stop. The audio's not perfect, but I do believe it is interesting to you, especially if you've ever wondered what happens in the car when wrestlers travel to a show, what happens backstage, and what happens in their brains when they're heading home from the show. Our guest this week is Rex Lawless and the ingester of the primordial ooze, Tony Nese. We sit down with those guys backstage. And we have a little bit of technical difficulties where the recorder shuts off halfway through, but we catch up later on. So you're going to hear a little cut somewhere during the interview where it ends abruptly, and then we pick up in the middle of nowhere. But the stuff that got recorded, still fun. And then after the show, something very serious and very expensive happened to one of the hosts of this show. I don't want to give any spoilers, but I will say one of us rode home with a smile and the other one very, very disappointed. So with all that being said, I hope you enjoy this road edition of the Traveling Tights.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again.
On the road again! Do you like how I just changed my tone of voice and acted excited?
Yes, it's podcast time.
Put on my podcast voice. I'm Dalton Castle, sitting shotgun with me.
Willie Nelson.
And on Willie Nelson's lap is Bobby Fish. Did you call yourself Willie Nelson because of that?
The puppet of Bobby Fish, actually. It's a Bobby Fish mannequin on Willie Nelson's lap. Little did any of you know that the multi-talented William Nelson is also a ventriloquist.
Okay, let's, why is it anytime you open your mouth, it immediately goes to something going up your butt, or are you putting something up somebody else's butt?
Listen, everybody's got their thing, and that just happens to be mine. Don't judge me for it.
He's an ass man. Where are we? You saw the last sign.
Port Jervis, scenic Port Jervis, Pennsylvania, or Port Jervis, New York, or someplace. I don't know the state.
On our
How
way.
How long have we been driving? Could we be in PA yet?
No, yeah, we're in PA.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Port Jervis, Pennsylvania.
On our way to IWC in Clearfield, and you and I, we are signed on for a bout against each other, and I thought it'd be fun. I don't know if this is interesting or fun, but it definitely is something. Well, it will document the whole trip.
I think it'll be interesting and fun, especially if the match goes horribly wrong.
Oh, it's gonna.
Yeah,
it's totally. But you know what?
Yeah.
I'm gonna enjoy myself. You're gonna enjoy yourself.
I'm gonna stick things in my butt.
That's definitely.
Turnbuckles, shoelaces, mice.
Mouse.
Small handicapped children's fingers, because, well, shit, they don't know anyway.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
That's good. We should get more of that out there and more children's fingers. Oh, about fingers. I was staring at my hands on the steering wheel.
Uh-huh.
And you had a problem with my fat little fingers.
Yeah.
And I realized my thumbs, both my thumbs, if I bend them a certain way, looked like
Barney Rubble.
Well, they look like just
Barney Rubble's toes.
Yeah, a little bit. Just like born mole rats, just naked mole rats, just quilted. But then I looked at your hands, and those are horrible, horrible hands. They're in really bad shape.
Oh, what are you talking about? My hands themselves, like the actual hand, I think is somewhat small and submissive, like a woman.
No, turn it over.
The palm.
There it is. It looks like an uncooked brick of ramen noodles.
Right. I have very dry hands. Part of it is the time of year. The other part is we chalk frequently at CrossFit, And so my hands are cracking. And then what makes them look even worse is that I stopped tanning about 2 years ago, like at a tanning salon or whatever you want to call it. And I now use like a lotion, like a moisturizer.
It has a self-bronzer.
It's not even... It's literally just moisturizer, but it there's a little tint to it. It's by Jergens. Cheap plug right there, because I'm sponsored by Jergens.
Yeah.
It helps me get things up my butt.
Doesn't seem like...
Although this particular type of Jergens leaves a tainted, kind of rust-colored ring around my butthole.
Yep.
It leaves that same sort of tint to the palms of my hands, and it gets into my calluses and the cracks in my dry skin and makes them look that much more disgusting. It kind of highlights the cracks and lets you know that these hands are not the type of hands you want groping your supple, luscious tits.
I was really happy that you got to the butthole comment, because I was wondering, how are we going to get back to the butts the right. second you started talking? I was like,
right.
Jergens, of course.
Well,
that's how we'll get there.
Certainly no secret that I'm a big fan of Sir Mix-a-Lot.
This is a beautiful road. Like, we're on top of a mountain right now.
Right. Well, yeah, because it's Port Jervis.
Well, we just passed a sign that said Mountain Road, which is very cleverly named.
Right.
All right, wrestling moves that are named
after...
After, like, body parts. That's my favorite.
Aren't they all?
Uncreative names for moves.
Arm bar.
Headlock.
Body slam.
Arm bar. Do we just keep going back to arm bar?
I had a...
Wait, body slam's confusing to me. I feel like a splash should be a body slam.
Now, could I call it a Bobby slam? Because my name is Bobby, and if I'm performing it...
No.
Wouldn't that have, or like a back Bobby drop?
Here's my thought on that.
A high cross.
Hey, unplug that.
Well, a high cross Bobby.
My thought on that is it only can be a Bobby slam is if Bobby's being slammed. So you got to throw yourself like in that Spice Girls song. You have to throw yourself on the floor like a Bobby.
Right, but then if it's a high cross Bobby, I have to be the one performing the Ricky Steamboat portion of that equation, because the high cross body, the body needs to be high.
What could we a Bobby butt or
a what?
I was trying to play on headbutt, but no. I need more Bobby moves.
No.
Do we got any, what else can we do with Bobby? What can Dalton be? Dalton kick, nailed it. Just nailed it right there.
Nailed it. There it is.
That's
yep.
the good one.
No right. longer the Inziguri, now the Dalton kick.
Hey, we're on the road.
The road to, not to WrestleMania.
No.
Although it is that
as
time of year.
As far away from WrestleMania as
right.
we could be heading.
Right.
And this podcast being one of those paths that have decided us.
And one of the things that will keep us from ever seeing a WrestleMania.
Yeah, you know what, though? As long as I'm driving through shitty mountains with a guy who can't stop talking about his asshole, I'll be happy, you know?
Matt Damora.
I mean, who wants more than this? I'm happy. Last weekend, we were not together. I was without you, and
yeah.
I documented our hungover breakfast on the past episode.
Oh.
But... You were in Philadelphia for Ring of Honor with a good crew of dudes.
Yes.
Anything interesting happened that I need to know about?
We decided on our way back, not to get this out of chronological order, because I'm sure we'll come back to my trip. But
balls.
On the way home, we decided, being in Philly, we would make a trip over to South Philly and do our own makeshift
that's
Rocky
where,
tour.
Yeah, that's where the mutants live, South Philly.
Right, and by Rocky tour, I am speaking of the great
Rocky
Marciano.
He's from...
No, different boxer. Rocky Balboa.
The real Rocky Balboa.
The real Rambo.
What is it? Wait, what does a Rocky tour consist of then?
Well, we went to the apartment. What was it? 2113 something Street.
Dick Street.
Cock Street.
Butthole Street.
Yeah! So we saw the apartment, and Taven, Matt Taven, and George Carroll Jr., who will from now on be referred to as GCJ.
Johnny Davis.
So they took pictures in front of each of the monuments, we'll call them. And then we saw Mickey's Gym, which is now...
Wait, why didn't you take pictures in front of him?
I don't know. Mike Bennett and I were being lazy, sitting in the car.
No, you guys are too cool. Too cool for Rocky.
Cool or lazy.
Yeah.
So
I love that you did this, too, because this is not the first time or the last time you've ever gone to Philly.
Right. And then we saw Mickey's Gym, which is now, I think, an insurance agency. Mm. We saw...
Hard-hitting insurance agency, though.
Adrian's Pet Shop, which is now a condemned building with boards and all that stuff on the outside. And then Jesus. We saw the Rocky statue, which is no longer at the top of the stairs.
Yeah, it's at the stadium, isn't it?
No, it's at the bottom of the stairs.
Oh.
Just off to the right-hand side. You know, if you're looking at the stairs.
The last time we looked for the statue, he was gone because of the movie. They took it down.
Yeah.
They're filming the new one.
We did run the stairs, and then there was a gentleman at the top of the stairs who was overly excited to take our pictures and group us together and have us one of us sit and the other one stand and one of us pose and the other one do the Rocky thing.
Is he using his own camera?
They were actually grabbed our phones and cameras and blah blah blah. And then at the end he proceeded, and I knew this was coming, proceeded to tell us that it would be nice of us to each give him $5. So not only was he just a solicitor at the stairs, but he would dictate to you his price. So GCJ hit him off with something, some monetary. I assume it was $5, and the other three of us ignored him entirely and walked back down the stairs.
Sometimes I stand outside a Wawa and I hold the door for people, and when they walk in, I go, you know, it'd be polite of you to hand me half a pretzel when you come back.
Right.
The Rocky steps down. You're gonna have to tell me if your experience is the same. I've been there a couple of times. So one time I came down with the lady, you know, my Gail Batista. I convinced her to come to Philly with me for a wrestling show. I
think Dave.
I was doing CZW or something, and then after I promised her cheesesteaks, and I'll show you the Rocky steps. And then we went up. We sat halfway.
Cheesesteaks you got from where? Tony Luke's?
Yeah, I think we Tony Luke's.
Because you went by the arena.
Well, I worked scenic, in the arena, so
scenic arena.
I was in it.
Yeah.
I was doing moves.
What a shithole.
Yeah.
Philly as a whole is pretty well shitty.
Oh, no, but when we were sitting in the steps eating steaks, the amount of people running up the steps, I like, just coming on their daily jog, I got a kick out of just, and to myself, just going, ba 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 ba. So good. Because you know that's what's going through their head. Ba ba
Yeah, that's definitely the song that was playing in my head as I ran up those stairs. And the most impressive part of that feat is the fact that I did it in the very pants that I have on right now.
Okay, listen, your pants are... I mentioned this last week. If you have not noticed, Mr. Fish here has very, very tight pants.
I do sport me some tight pantalones.
Think about the type of pants that you require to wear, and then subtract about 10 sizes.
Uh-huh.
And then pour your body into those, because that's what Bobby does.
Pour
How do you get
your
into those?
Massive quads into pants that should be worn by your little sister.
Okay, let's be honest here. I mean,
that's my formula for success.
I wouldn't call your quads massive. I'm standing in a couple of ficus myself over here. They are very lean, they're very cut, and they're very jergened tinted up. They could...
Listen, now you be the judge of this for yourself, but I've had a young lady say to me, it's a good thing that your penis is so small because it leaves a lot more room for those massive quads of yours. And I said, well, I don't mind thanking you for that, young lady.
What are you standing inside of a girl? Like a grape squisher? Just...
I'm just saying, these quads,
I get
don't hate.
the vision of some girl just with her legs over her head and you stomping inside her like a grape squisher making wine.
Right, with my massive wine. Those quads are good for winemaking.
I think that's a good spot to stop for now. We're gonna document this whole trip. It's not a short ride. It's a 6 hour one way, 6 hour back. We've got a match we have to do together, and I'm looking forward to it. We've worked together in the past, and
you know what would be weird is if it were 6 hours one way and then 5 hours back, kind of like the flight to Japan, which is I don't know, maybe 13 hours over, but like 11 coming back. But that's based on tailwind. That's because of tailwind. So if we could manage to get some tailwind in this car, we could get back faster.
Why don't you just flash your grape squishing quads at them? We'll get some tailwind. Hey-o.
Hey-o. Ba-dum-bum. So get me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. Oh babe, I hate to go.
Backstage, if you can hear the free world rockin', Tony Nese, Rex Lawless joining us, Sleepy Bobby now.
Why sleepy?
Well, look at you. You're like a goddamn...
What the fuck?
You look at you. You're sleepy.
I'm not sleepy. I was sleepy in the car.
Why are you hunched over in the fetal position all the time? Is it the low self-esteem?
Because I like being hunched.
All right. You're not sleepy.
Fuck. For those of you that can't see Bobby, he has a dapper mustache going on right now.
All right. I
don't hunch. Big, proud chest. I don't hunch.
You look great.
Are you going to start twisting that at the ends?
Great posture.
Yeah, I did just now.
It already has a little twist to it.
Yeah, yeah. I put a little,
great
little
posture.
Beeswax. Yeah, I'm pleased.
Are you pointing? You're pointing
your
at my
head? Your fucking hair!
What? My hair goes Super Saiyan when I get excited.
I think you should get that hat.
It's a goddamn podcast, and you're pointing and saying that, and no one knows what you're talking about.
Yes. No visuals here.
The fucking collection of Odysseys.
All right, we're backstage, IWC, and aside from having a beard that looks like it's from Miracle on 33rd Street, Bobby is pointing at everybody in the locker room and making fun of
it. Isn't it 34th Street?
I don't write the movies.
Listen, if you guys, if any of you out there were here, you would be pointing and making fun too. Because it's like shooting fish, no pun intended, in the proverbial barrel.
All right, Tony, you just got back from Japan?
I did. I just got back.
When?
November.
When's that? Last month?
Yeah. No, it was not last month.
Like 6 months ago? Was it fun?
Since I last saw you.
He went over there for the Survivor series.
All right, Tony, yeah. Tony's back from Japan. Rex is back from being a cripple.
Yes.
And you broke your knee. What'd you do to your knee?
I tore my patella tendon straight in half in right here in IWC.
Patella... Tony, are you related to any patella tendons?
No, am I related to any?
Patellas, yeah, they live on the island, right?
The patella tendon is basically the thing that keeps your knee from buckling.
Okay, all right. No, we don't need to know Dr. Rex over here.
But I like spaghetti.
You're back 100% though? Like.
Yeah, so far. It's holding up so far.
Oh my God, speaking of being hurt, did anybody see Facade earlier? Talking.
I try not to look at him.
The burn on his side?
Yeah, he pulls his pants down. He leaves his wang in his pants, but he pulls down like the side of his stuff, and his whole hip is burned. Like a pizza.
Skateboarding accident?
Might affect that sixth spot.
Probably. Listen, if you're going to pull your pants down and your wang doesn't fall out, what's the use of pulling your pants down?
Well, here's what he did. He pulls off dead skin from his leg like a zombie.
I only look at what was it?
Speaking of wang.
Eats it?
He dangled it in front of me.
Is it good? Like a fucking weirdo, that kid.
Speaking
is
of wang.
Is it good or bad that I only have to pull down a little and it falls out?
No, wait. let me just say this.
You have a very high.
It depends on whether you're in Japan or not.
Dalton Castle's wang is the one wang I've seen the most in indie wrestling.
It's the one wang I want to see the most.
Guys, you're just saying that.
Aside from The Undertaker, because I'd imagine he's got a big dick. I hope he does.
Can dead one, though.
Dead dick.
Tony, tell me about
you
Japan.
You think his O-face is his eyes going in the back of his head?
Of course. That's what it's going to be. I know that's Yuji Nagata's.
I'm trying to get out of the Undertaker's pants and over to Japan conversation.
Well, go Yuji Nagata. That's your window.
Yuji Nagata. Japan was great.
Who are you over there for?
Dragon Gate.
Dragon Gate, all right.
Yeah, they're like number two now in Japan, so they had some sick houses.
Like that's their phone number? You just press a two?
Yes. Yeah, yes.
Well, you got to press 9 first if you're at the hotel because you got to get out.
Yeah. Yeah, like
this was your first tour?
Yeah, the pay-per-view was like...
It was like five bucks.
It was like 7,000 people.
That's a lot of yen.
So, yeah.
But no, 7,000 people, you're over there for how long?
Around a month, yeah.
7,000 yen is like $7.
$7, so that's not a lot of money.
No, $70, I'm sorry. 7,000 yen would be like $70.
That's not bad.
Yeah. You just move the decimal over twice.
So like military time, you just subtract 12. It's the only way I can do military time.
Did anything absurd happen over there? Did anybody come over with a big burn on their hip and pull their skin off and feed it to you?
No, but the thing is, before I went to Japan, everyone kept telling me about the Dragon Gate locker room and how it's like super, super like gay hazing.
Ooh.
Gay hazing, like.
So I went there thinking like.
They haze the gays, or they haze you in a gay way?
They haze only their young boys, which is their students. They don't haze.
I'm almost finished.
Bobby's not done yet.
But. So they don't touch the Americans like they don't mess with you. Only their students.
Too big,
and stuff.
Can't handle that.
Yeah, no.
So did big you witness, Italian? Did you witness some of this?
Well, I was going there thinking like, oh shit, this is gonna be such a crazy month of just like dealing with and seeing all this stuff. I went there and there was no gay.
Are you disappointed?
I ended up going there scared and left disappointed.
Right. That's that make a sense? Sad flight home.
There's eight of them. You might eight say- of them.
Assuming Tony is referring to his abdominals. I'm counting a full eight. I mean, he's not joking.
Now he's back on the defensive. Broke the count a moment ago. He's begging off, but not working. Some of that on Julie, but nobody home.
Amazing. The probability of crash and burn is just way too high. And Rashikagi, is that Afghani?
Covered in near fall. I believe it's Japanese. Win a number of matches like this, and he moves on to AJ Styles.
That's a wrap.
And now moving on to face AJ Styles on April the 12th, the premier athlete, Tony Nese.
We had to stop abruptly because the memory ran out and it dumped some files. And now we've all wrestled and people are trying to hug us to say goodbye.
Right.
Bye, Jimmy Nuts.
Now I have a busted open head and everything.
Yeah, Nese, first off, what are you doing with a sandwich? Should you be eating that many carbs?
Of course I should be eating that many carbs. Okay. It's all right. He fucking does.
And what happened to your head? Is that the sandwich? Your head's busted open.
You know the sandwich?
We stopped abruptly again. People are done saying goodbye to us. We're such a big star.
Well, I had to get paid and make sure my shit was legit. Yo.
Yeah.
All right, Tony, your head's bleeding. What happened to you?
It's like I'm gonna piss the old lady off.
What's the word? Unprofessionalism? No, I'm just kidding.
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
Whoa.
Wow.
Fired.
Ooh.
Shotgun blast.
This is like Montreal Screwjob all over again.
I just tried to hiss like a cat and my voice is shot.
No,
honk.
I just,
That's my hiss. Honk!
I wanted to check the durability of the guardrails.
Mm-hmm.
And,
are they durable?
They're durable. At least more durable than the first, like, 10 layers of my skin.
Right.
We were getting into some stuff, and I have no idea where it cut out, in Japan.
I was talking about, I think, butt sex. No, I was getting...
in Japan.
Yeah. No, I was getting towards butt sex.
Actually, it was bukkake.
Nah. Bukkake, Japan. Do you know that photo? Very few people know about Bukkake, Japan. The chick in the tub, right? Is that what you're thinking about?
That's Tub Girl, the girl on the
back. Oh, I know her as... Yeah, yeah, but I knew it always as
Bukkake,
Japan.
Oh, I've never seen it.
Have you ever seen eels?
Oh, you never saw that?
No.
Have you ever seen the
eels
wiggling out?
I've seen eels.
Ew.
How do you go to Japan and not seek this stuff out?
I don't know.
How do you not go to Japan and go walk down the seedy streets and just go, eels? Anybody got eels? Who's got eels?
While I was in Tokyo, there were guys walking around going, sex? 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 And like, I was confused at first.
I'm like,
with you or like with other girls? And they're like, sex? Sex? And they would hand me cards with like girls on.
Ladyboys is what
are called. Yeah, okay, ladyboys.
I walk around when I'm in Japan and say, Moriman desuka.
What does that mean?
It means, do you have a puffy pussy? It means like, is your pubic hair puffy? Like, does it make your underpants ride high?
I just walk around.
It looks like you're wearing a diaper.
Yeah, so Moriman desuka.
A wet diaper.
I just walk around screaming, Sugoi Gordo. It means I got a big old schlong.
Forearm? You slapped your forearm. See,
depends on where you are.
He's doing the Valvinus taunt.
Depends on what part of Japan you're in, because like in other places it's called Chimpo.
Oh, that's what I meant, Chimpo. Not Gordo. Chimpo.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Gordo is fat Gordo, in Spanish.
Yeah, something in Spanish. Yes. I mixed. Yes.
Chimpo.
Well, I mixed two languages.
Sagoy, Chimpo. Yeah, oh, Sagoy, Chimpo, ne?
I think in all parts of Japan, that's how they say that. But if you go to Mexico, Japan, they do have different words to say that. There,
Mexico, Japan?
It's in my head.
It's in it's in South America. Same place as Congo.
It's right below Australia.
It's where Congo hails from. Congo!
Mexico, Japan,
so anyway,
South
anyway, back to the butt sex. Did you know
Congo
was in the Ring of Honor Top Prospect Tournament, and you weren't, and neither were you?
Because I'm not a prospect.
This is a lost cause. We have sheets.
You're a prostitute.
I'm a star.
I'm a prostitute.
We have we have sheets to get to.
Okay.
I have sheets to take.
We're going to get into some clips of our... We're going to do some clips of our matches. But what did everybody learn today? So think your lessons learned today. We'll start with Rex Lawless, because you're quick on your feet.
Well, lessons learned. I'd say my knee is still holding up, so I'm happy about that.
Not a very good lesson, but...
You know, my lesson is less is more, of course. That's what I learned.
Follow that, Tony News.
I think the lesson today was if a promoter calls you and says you're going to wrestle so-and-so, just learn to say no.
It's okay to say no.
You're like, no, I value my forehead.
Saying no is okay.
Just learn to say no.
Yep. Bobby, lessons learned?
I learned that if I'm going to come to Pennsylvania again, I am going to go to Hershey, Pennsylvania, where the amusement park is, because Clearfield seems to be full of peculiar-looking overweight people. A high number of them.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try to avoid
that's
this.
That's mostly
town.
The United
but
States,
that's just wrestling fans.
It's true. True.
Fez are really, really fat.
I learned if I get two hot dogs, they're only 50 cents each.
At Sheetz.
At Sheetz.
Whoa. Yeah. Valuable lesson.
Wait, yeah. What?
If you get one hot dog, it's like 70 cents. Two hot dogs, they're both 50. Ooh. Two for a dollar deal at Sheetz.
Whoa.
Blown your mind, which is risky because you have a big gash in your head. 50, so your mind's going to come out of that
50
head.
Cents a piece, so $1.20 together.
All right, well, okay. Tony, Rex, guys, thank you. Thank you so much. I don't even know what you said. What did you say? I don't listen to you.
Nothing. Forget it.
It was probably really funny. Bobby, you're so funny.
I know.
Everybody thinks you're the best.
I know.
All right, guys, thanks. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Yeah.
Caw!
Bobby, don't threaten these people by not allowing them to see me drop you on your head tonight. Shirt to signify that I'm ready to fight.
Hold your show up, backflips off the rope,
pussy.
In front of a group of people without an athletic bone in the butt.
I agree with that statement.
Sometimes you forget how good Dalton is because he's so unorthodox, so charismatic.
She knows how strong. She knows how strong your boy is.
Fish knows that now. Fish up in the legs. There's the deadlift German. Shoulders down. Bridge. Dalton retains.
GPS just fell.
So we've had our match. We've eaten sheets.
Enjoying the spoils of.
We're on a
victory for you.
Oh yeah. I mean, if there was any question driving in, who was going to win our match? But we're back in the car,
right?
Driving through the mountains, and you, not wearing the usual smiley face that we have when we leave our shows.
Do I normally smile while I'm sleeping?
Well, usually
I'm unconscious by this point.
Yeah, this is the longest you've ever been up.
I know, post show.
It's like we're only like 40 minutes into our drive, and you are still awake.
Yeah,
this is pretty good.
Yeah, maybe I need to owe more people.
Well,
all the time.
That's why you're not happy. Right. What can we talk about? What happened?
It's why I'm not happy, but it's also why I'm awake.
All right,
my anger is fueling me.
What happened in the match, Bobby? Or after? What happened after our match?
I made the mistake of trying to make a Mark cameraman part of the show.
Is that his name?
Yeah, his name was Mark. He had a name tag on, and threw a chair in the ring at you, but you had made eye contact with me enough to where I knew that you saw it coming. Well, and I tried to throw
that was
a human
very nice
being.
Of you not to
tried,
hit me.
Tried to throw a human being, which is the previously mentioned cameraman, into the ring, but I didn't actually try to throw him. Just grabbed a hold of him, and
because you're Hercules,
somehow he managed to break his camera, which I was unaware of. I proceeded to.
I did witness this.
Attempt to throw another cameraman in the ring, who was able to protect his camera. And then the show finished, and I was informed that the camera piece that was broken will cost roughly $1,500.
You know, that's a, what's that, like one autograph signing you need to do?
Right, to which my reply was, fuck you. But the man requesting the $1,500 has my address, and he will contact me, and he'll keep me in the loop, quote, unquote. So,
did you give him the lakeshore address? The house on the lake?
I should have.
Off of lakeshore?
Yeah. Oh, man, that was the way to go. But then he'd be calling Chuck.
Oh, yeah.
So, anyway, if I have to pay this man money,
so
he's
going
to get $10 a month from me.
Not only did you lose, but you now possibly owe somebody $1,500.
Right, right.
Yeah. And
which is fine because I get paid $3,000 a booking. So $1,500 is just a mere
that's half your
half.
Pay. That's
yeah.
half your pay.
It's all right.
So I take it you're not happy.
No.
You just ate your sheets though. Did that make you happy? You got the steak sandwich you were talking about when we were driving up.
Yeah. But she put the cheese on top of the steak, left the sandwich open, so like the bun wasn't on top of the cheese. Cheese is sticky.
Well,
so if you put the wrapper on directly onto the cheese and it's hot, it's gonna melt to the wrapper, causing most of the steak that was supposed to be in the sandwich to be on top of the wrapper.
Usually buns are just, they're just edible plates, that's all. You should have seen that coming.
I suppose.
Sheets has never let us down before.
No,
I'm disappointed.
They really didn't let me down. I mean, it was an acceptable sandwich. It just
well,
it's
I
not
wouldn't
put together.
It's not a sandwich. It was more like a pile of meat on top of what they call a pretzel bun.
Yeah, it didn't taste like a pretzel roll.
Yeah, they didn't up their game. Oh, our GPS just fell again. All right, so, I mean, I wanted to get in something real fun. I don't know what else to talk about other than yeah, you broke a camera.
It's a somber moment.
Yeah, it's real sad. It was nice of Tony Nese and Rex to sit down with us.
Yeah.
I thought we were going to, like, dissect the entire trip, but this turned out to be we're lazy. We recorded a little bit on the way down. It was a long drive. We recorded
what do
a little
do?
Bit.
You want to dissect what?
I don't...
just dissect more, I guess.
I just fell asleep. I'm back. I'm back.
Whoa.
Whoa. Wow,
snapped out of it.
No, all right. I think it's we can close it up on this.
All right.
I'm a little tired. I still have half a sheet's pretzel here I want to eat.
Uh-huh.
I'll send it back to the studio where I'll do the closing statements there. Uh-huh. And, I don't know. I'm just really happy I didn't break a camera.
I bet.
All right. Good night, Bobby.
Good night.
Good night to you.
Good night to me.
Now close your eyes and go to sleep.
Good
Well, that wraps up another episode of the Traveling Tights. I want to thank you all for tuning in and checking us out each and every week. Because after all, without you, we're just talking to nobody. And that's what crazy people do. I want to thank our guests this week, Rex Lawless and Tony Nese. You can get at Rex on Twitter at OOTB Lawless. Not sure what the hell that means. Also at Tony Nese. And make sure you get a hold of myself or Bobby Fish if you'd like to contact us to bring us to your next wrestling show or comedy event, especially now that Bobby has broken some very expensive things. There's no better time now than to support. Get at me on Twitter at The Dalton Castle, Bobby at The Bobby Fish. And don't forget to check him out every week on Ring of Honor Television, ROH www.thetravelingtights.com. The Traveling Tights podcast is now available on iTunes. It is free to download, so don't forget to click and subscribe. I don't know, write and review. Do you do that too? Can people do that? Go ahead, write and review. Say something sweet about us. And if you're a brand new listener, make sure you catch up on all the past episodes on iTunes. For Rex, Tony, Bobby, the dead skin hanging off facades tushy, I'm Dalton Castle saying to you, don't break expensive cameras.
What is that?
Listen, all right, it's a proton.
It's a flux capacitor.
Yeah, it's a flux capacitor. Proton. It's a microphone.
It's a mind your fucking business and get out of here.
Oh!